Hello and welcome to a new year, dear friends, and to 2020's first episode of Emma's House Music, offering you six brilliant new-ish indie pop tracks, plus one more, also brilliant, from the past. Let's start this year by saying that Paisley's Finest are coming back. Yes, that's Close Lobsters releasing their third album 30 years after the second one at the end of February. The lead single came out at the end of November, so this will be old news to many of you, but maybe to some it's not. And since we've wasted our December episode on looking back on the ending decade, we're using the first chance we get to play All Compasses Go Wild by Close Lobsters. Compasses Go Wild the first single of the Close Lobsters comeback LP. The album is called Post Neo Anti Arte Povera in the Forest of Symbols, and it's out on Shelf Life for the US and Last Night from Glasgow for Europe. The attentive ear may have noticed that the single just played isn't a completely new song. It used to be called Steel Love, and a demo recording of it, dating back as far as 1990, was issued as a single on Berlin's Fire Station Records back in 2012. Another band making a rather unexpected comeback this year is A Girl Called Eddie, the performing name for US-born and UK-based songwriter Erin Moran. Moran received huge critical acclaim for A Girl Called Eddie's debut back in 2004, and while she has worked on numerous musical projects since, it is only now, 16 years later, that the follow-up Girl Called Eddie record comes out on Spain's Elephant Records. It is called Been Around, and it's a monumental late 60s, early 70s influenced soul pop record, of which we offer, for your listening pleasure, the following song called Someone's Gonna Break Your Heart. A Girl Called Eddie. First of two soul pop tunes on this show, A Girl Called Eddie with Someone's Gonna Break Your Heart from the new album, which is actually being released on the day of this recording, January 17th. Time for something lighter and a little less fraught with meaning, perhaps? Well, maybe on the surface of things. Out of the ashes of Vancouver indie group The Ars, we get the new musical project by DJ On. He calls his new outfit Non La and has an LP coming out on Vancouver's very own Kingfisher Blues next month. Nonla's first single is a farewell to gay online dating culture, and it comes across much more light-footed than this description would suggest. Here's Nonla with Light in My Loafers.
I feel a little bit light in my loafers tonight, so come on over, boy, it feels right, and please don't leave until daylight.
Light in My Loafers by Nonla, taken from the debut album Not in Love, which is out on Valentine's Day. See what they did there? And it can now be pre-ordered via the Kingfisher Blues Bandcamp. What's next? A band from Seattle who kind of ruled last year with a wonderful first album and an equally wonderful EP, and still, for reasons impervious even to myself, Flying Fish Cove haven't featured on any of our earlier episodes. So it's about time, and the release of their new 2-track digital single last week is a more than welcome occasion for that. The single is called Magic Wand, and we're playing the B-side of it for you, if that's even a meaningful term for a digital release. While usually we try to avoid cover versions, this time there's just no way on earth around it, so here are Flying Fish Cove with a cover. Let's see if you're old enough to remember the glorious 8-track LP this song was first released on in 1990.
We'll be right back.
That was Shallow, first issued on Heavenly's debut album, Heavenly vs. Satan, played for you here in the reworking by Seattle's Flying Fish Cove, and out now on their new single. Our fifth new song on this episode comes from a band from Richmond, Virginia, famous for spawning the indie pop royalty that is Young Scum. But our next track is not from them, but from a related band called Big Baby, a three-piece of which Chris Smith from Young Scum is a part. Big Baby started out about 3 years ago with a charming but very shambolic single, and it's been a pure joy to listen to them getting better and better over time, until last Friday they released an early and serious contender for our top 10 EPs of 2020. It's called Fizzy Cola and is a collection of 6 absolutely brilliant new songs, of which we've got a very short example coming up next. Here's Big Baby with Hate You.
I listen to your stories, I even ask questions.
Big Baby from their brand new EP Fizzy Cola, which you can get now either as a digital release or as a cassette tape from the French label Hidden Bay Records or on CD from Jigsaw Records. It is time already for our last new track on the show and for the second soul pop song for today. It comes from US Girls, which is the name for the recording project of Megan Remy. US Girls have been putting out records since 2008, but I only became aware of them last year when a very dear friend of mine, who usually is, for obvious reasons, reluctant to gift me with music, sent me their 2018 album In a Poem Unlimited as a present and hit the bullseye with me, as it were. Meanwhile, it's album number 7 for US Girls that's just been announced. Heavy Light will be out in March on 4AD, and the first single is a breathless soul stomper with some astonishing chord changes and every indie kid's red rag a saxophone. Here's Overtime.
Every time I see your grave, I can't help but think how I didn't know that you only drank. Not to mention all the space.
Overtime by US Girls from their upcoming album Heavy Light. So, these were the first 6 new songs we picked for you in 2020. We hope you found something you've enjoyed and will tune in again next month for numbers 7 to 12. Before that, however, we've still got our track from way back. When I looked back at the title list for this episode of Emma's House Music, Hate You, Someone's Gonna Break Your Heart, Shallow, I thought, well, that's just a bit bleak for the start of a new year. We'll need some brighter sentiment as a finish to restore the balance. And I found that on a single that was released in 1991 and that I've never stopped going back to for consolation in all those years. Hailing from Providence, Rhode Island, Small Factory were only around for 4 years, released no more than 2 albums, but were hugely influential and are still seen as something like the quintessence of 90s American indie pop. The song we're going to leave you with today is on the B-side of Small Factory's debut single Suggestions. It's called Happy to See, and there you have it. Some bright and positive statement for 2020, a year that will hopefully offer me 12 new occasions to sincerely thank you for listening to Emma's House Music, to tell you in no uncertain terms that if you very much like something you've heard on here, the decent thing to do is buy the record or go see the band live, and to say yes, 2020 also is the year to be nice.
Push here and a little push there. A little push here and a little push there.